Hello there. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. It is October the 13th, and it's great to have you with me here on the program. We're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit's fruit of faithfulness today. Faithfulness is an interesting one. When we look at faithfulness, easy for me to say, right? It's basically keeping your promises. And when we look at God, he keeps his promises. I mean, there's no doubt you can page through the Bible as carefully as you want and look for one instance where he either didn't keep his promise or he is not in the process of keeping his promise. Such as, for example, Jesus is coming back. Well, he hasn't come back again in his glory, but we know that it's happening. There is going to be a second coming of Christ. But there's nothing that God or Jesus, speaking on behalf of his Father, ever said in the Bible that we can look at and say, well, he lied. That's not true. He didn't do that. Jesus said he would rise from the dead. He did it. He said that he will be always with us until the end of time. And we have his real presence in the Eucharist in addition to his spiritual presence. So he keeps his word. Now, us, on the other hand, and I, this is one thing that I mentioned in my email, my daily email devotional today, I've betrayed the Lord many times. We saw an example where Peter did it. He denied the Lord three times. I've done it as well. I've said, Lord, I'm going to be there for you. I pledge to do this. I pledge to say my prayers. I pledge to never forget about you. I pledge to, you know, go through this day and not commit a sin. And what happened was I let him down. So I have not been faithful. And we all struggle with this. There are times when all of us are not faithful to God. But here's the good news. Through the fruit of the Holy Spirit, it's possible not only to be faithful to God, which is really the most important person to be faithful toward, but to be faithful to our word, to our commitments. You know, and there have been numerous times that I could think back where I wasn't a man of my word. I didn't follow through. And it wasn't always because I was a jerk or I was trying to be nasty. More often than not, it was just because I lost interest or I forgot or it wasn't that important to me. So there are many reasons about us not being faithful. And look, we're in election season. I don't talk much about politics on this show, and that's by design. But we've all heard these promises in the past. We're hearing them now. You know, we've seen evidence where people running for political office don't keep their promises. They're not faithful. So we see a lot of this. And even when you take your car in for service, I've been told I'll have it back to you in 2 hours. And then you call 2 hours later, and they're not even close to getting it done. So there is a problem with faithfulness in the world. But through the working of the Holy Spirit, we can get the help that we need to be more faithful to God, to others, and to the commitments that we make. So we'll talk a little bit about that on the program today. Let's see, anything else I want to discuss? Oh, the beverage today. See, I'm coming at you with a new beverage du jour today. I'm getting a little creative. I'm going to take a sip of it right now, see if you can guess what it is. What do you think? Any ideas? Well, if you happen to guess peppermint herbal tea, you are correct. Well, I'm going through the Eileen's stash of herbal teas that she doesn't like in the house. We went through an herbal tea phase. You know, some of them aren't bad. I'm a coffee drinker. I like my coffee, but some of these herbal teas are not bad. So that's my beverage. I hope you've got a creative beverage and a snack today. Put your feet up unless you're driving, that is. But relax. Let's sit around the table. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit and faithfulness today. And I want to remind you. Oh, before I do that, I had a great breakfast today. Want to hear about my breakfast? I rarely do this during the week. I rarely do this ever. Well, except on Sundays, I do it up. But I'm a big breakfast. I love a big breakfast. And I'm the only one in my house who appreciates a big breakfast. Eileen loves her cereal. Mary and Elizabeth like something small. Nobody appreciates the big breakfast. And so every now and then, usually about once a week, usually on Sundays after church, I'll make myself a breakfast, you know, the sausage, the eggs, the whole the whole kit and caboodle, as they say. But today, I managed to buy some bacon at the store yesterday. And I love bacon, but I rarely have it. I know it's not great for you, and I try to watch myself, but I made bacon and eggs today. Oh, boy, was that good. And I was the only one eating it. Nobody wanted to share. So when Eileen and I got home from Daily Mass today, I made bacon and eggs, had a nice English muffin with it. So it was excellent. And then while we're at it, now look, I don't want hate mail from this because I try to eat pretty healthy. I don't go crazy. But I also splurge sometimes. So today, and this was if you're following me on Facebook at all, I posted something about a fluffernutter. Do you ever have a fluffernutter? It's marshmallow fluff and peanut butter. I was never allowed to have this when I was a kid. My mother would not buy marshmallow fluff. She just said, you can't have this on a sandwich, even though I begged and pleaded. I got a lot of things I wanted, can never get fluff. But I managed to buy marshmallow fluff, inspired by Facebook. And my daughter Mary loves it, too. She loves fluff. So I had a fluffernutter sandwich today. The old peanut butter on one side, marshmallow fluff on the other, and white bread. Now, I love marshmallow. I really do. But the fluffernutter was just okay. I have to admit that I'm probably not going to have one for a while, but I had to get it out of my system. So I'm really having an interesting day food-wise today. But more or less, it's been a good day. And I hope you had a good day as well. I got some writing done. I'm trying to think what else was going on. It's a pretty slow day, but a productive one. I really do hope you had a good day, and I'm really glad we get to spend some time together. Now that I'm done talking about food, let's hit some spiritual matters. Well, shall we? Let's pray, and then we'll talk a little bit about faithfulness. I also want to share something from today's gospel from Daily Mass. It's a very interesting message from our Lord. But please join me as we pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for being here with us. Lord, we know that you are present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in a very real way in the Eucharist. But you're also here with us spiritually. Wherever we are, you are with us right now. Jesus, we ask you to send us your Holy Spirit today so that you come to life for us, that we really can feel your presence right now. Holy Spirit, help us to visualize Jesus, his head, his body, his hands and feet, his arms and legs, as if he is right before us, which he is right before us. But help us to see him, Holy Spirit. And Jesus, as we come to you with the help of the Holy Spirit, we ask you to continue leading us closer to the Father so that we get to know and love him more. And also leading us close to our ultimate goal of heaven. There's a lot of obstacles in the world, Lord, as you know. And it's easy to lose sight of you. We pray for the ability to keep our focus on you, Jesus, and continue to strive to follow you. And to not get ahead of you, to follow you, and to be patient and wait for you to lead us. And we know, Jesus, that anything that happens to us today and for the remainder of our life is allowed to happen by you. It is your will for us, even if you don't necessarily cause everything to happen, you permit it. So therefore, it's your will, and we know that you can bring good out of even difficulties and problems. Thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for leading us. Thank you for sharing your Spirit with us. Thank you for being present in our lives right now. We give you our problems, our worries, our concerns. Lord Jesus, they are yours. Just help us to remain free from sin, to follow you, and to do the will of your Father above all. Jesus, I ask you to send your Spirit to me today to give me the words for this program. Help us all to remain faithful to you until the time that we meet you face to face when our earthly life is over. Jesus, we ask this in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, I changed it up a little today. Most of the days when I lead my prayers at the start of the show, you remember I pray to the Father. but I prayed to Jesus today. That's cool. You can do that. You can pray to Jesus. You can pray to the Father. You can pray to the Holy Spirit. You can also, as Catholics, we believe we can ask for the intercession. We don't treat them as divine, but ask for the intercession of Mary and all of the angels and saints, trusting that they will take our petitions to Jesus or to the Father or to the Holy Spirit. But we don't treat them as divine, but it's the tradition of the church. You can also offer your prayers up to the saints and the angels. But again, they're not divine. They're human. Or angels are not human. Angels are not divine either. Angels are creatures. They were created by God as well. But you get the point, right? We pray to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We ask for the intercession of the angels and or the saints. We can do that. It's a good idea to mix it up, talk a little bit to everyone. Got a lot of heavenly friends that are willing to help us and want to help us. So sometimes I get a little scrupulous about this, and it's something I've always struggled with. But I've found that the more you talk to your Heavenly Father, the more you talk to Jesus, the more you talk to the Holy Spirit, the more you chat with your friends, St. Joseph, the Blessed Mother, and the other angels and saints, the more you get to know everybody on a real level. Why? Because they're real and they can hear us. So that's the deal. By the way, tomorrow morning, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, I will be on my weekly segment on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. Tomorrow we're going to talk about patience as we continue looking at my book, Let Go of Anger and Stress. By the way, so I hope you'll be able to listen to the show. It's about an 8-minute segment. Hope you'll be able to listen to it. That's 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow on EWTN Radio, Wednesday on the Sunrise Morning Show. What was I going to say? Oh, Let Go of Anger and Stress. Today it is back up to number one, the number one new release in the adult Christian ministry category on Amazon.com. I'm pleased to see that. The book's been doing really well. I'm looking at I don't know the actual numbers, but I'm looking at the sales rank, and it's been solid since it first came out on October the 2nd. So I want to thank you if you've purchased the book, if you let people know about it. I'm very grateful. I really am. You are very much helping me, and I'm thankful for that. Let's talk a little bit about, let me lead with the gospel before we get into faithfulness. If you excuse me, I have to take a sip of my tea. And then, that's pretty good, that peppermint tea. Let's take a look at the gospel, because it's a tough one. You know, one of the things I like to do is try to make Jesus real to you. I know that doesn't sound good, because he is real. He doesn't need me to make him real. But I think for many of us, we struggle to deal with Jesus, to recognize Jesus' presence in our lives and that he is real. And I think we do need to make him real. I believe he is real. I talk to him all the time. And I'm glad that so many of you have written in and said, Gary, you kind of make Jesus real to us. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do. But sometimes when we look at his words in the gospel, and, you know, reading the gospel and spending time in his presence, that's why I always try to go to daily mass whenever I can, they are good ways to become better acquainted with Jesus. But the gospel was tough today. It was a tough one. It's kind of short, but it's a brutal one. But look, he's got to stretch us sometimes. I'll use that word a lot, being stretched. But we need to be stretched, because we have a fallen human nature, so we tend to slack off as humans. And Jesus needs to remind us sometimes that we're straying, we're moving off of the main road, and he's got to get us back on track. This is Luke chapter 11, verses 37 through 41. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. Remember, the Pharisees, these are the religious the religious people, some call them zealots or hypocrites often. They went through the externals, but internally they were miles away from doing God's will. They went through the motions. They were really good oftentimes at going through the motions, but they were also really dedicated to God. So I can't say that they were all going through the motions. But for the most part, Jesus was always battling the Pharisees because they were attacking him constantly. So he was invited to dine at the home of a Pharisee, and he entered and reclined at the table to eat. And the Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. This was the Mosaic practice. The Mosaic law specified that a certain ritual was to be done before eating a meal. And a lot of times what happened with these rituals is they got out of hand. And there were so many man-made regulations that the people lost sight of God. You know, you can see that happening. It can happen with prayers. There's nothing wrong with formal prayers, prayers that are written by somebody else. But the minute we start to zone out and not believe what we're praying or start to think about other things, then we got to really question ourselves and really do a gut check and say, is this really the way I should be communicating with God? You know, and again, don't junk the formal prayers. They're good. I love the Our Father. I love the Hail Mary. I love the Glory Be. I love the Apostles' Creed. They're good prayers, but sometimes we just have to really focus on really meaning what we're praying and not just going through the motions. That could be challenging. So there's a prescribed washing that's supposed to take place according to the Pharisees. And they were questioning Jesus. You're not washing your hands the way you're supposed to. And the Lord said to this Pharisee who questioned him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil, you fools." I mean, it's brutal. Some of these translations sound really harsh when we read them in the gospel. And Jesus states, "Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." Now, Jesus wasn't coming out against the practice of hand washing here. He was coming out against the practice of going through the motions. So look, as we go into this brief talk about the Holy Spirit's fruit of faithfulness, I think it's good for you and me to look inward and with the help of the Holy Spirit, do a self-assessment. Am I going through the motions sometimes? Am I just going to church on Sundays or calling myself a Catholic or a Christian and not really living as a Christian should live? Meaning being kind to people. And I talk a lot about being kind on social media. There's so many other ways to be kind to people. Be kind to people in the store. To be kind to other drivers on the road. Be kind to your family. Watch wholesome TV programs, or don't look at sleazy things on the internet. You know, this is what Christians should be doing. We don't want to go through the motions, hoarding our money, not giving to charity, but yet claiming to be a follower of Jesus Christ, right? These are things that I'm continually being challenged with. I start thinking, boy, I'm not acting in a way that would please Jesus. When you watch something on TV or look at something on the internet, would you be embarrassed if Jesus walked into the room? And there have been times when I would have to say, yes, I am embarrassed. Maybe I need to turn this off. And this has been an ongoing process for a lot of years with me. But that's how Jesus refines us or fine-tunes us. He wants to help us. He doesn't want us to claim to be his disciples, but yet live in a way that doesn't please him. And this is because he loves us. He wants to help us work some of this stuff out so that we do have a better chance to getting to heaven quickly, and we'll need less purification in what we Catholics call purgatory. We want to get to heaven as quickly as possible. I know I do, and I bet you do too. So we got to clean some of these bad habits up here below. And also, we want to be a good witness to other people. So the way we speak, the way we act, what we watch on TV really makes a difference when it comes to spreading the good news. And this leads to faithfulness. This leads into faithfulness. Am I faithful to Jesus in every area of my life? You know, not just at Mass on Sunday or going to church, not just when I choose to read my Bible, but all the time. Am I faithful to Him 24/7? And you're going to, if you're honest, we're all going to, if we ask the Holy Spirit to help us, come up with certain instances, certain examples, where we're not really being faithful to Jesus. Where we're not really living as a Christian should live all the time. You know, by comments that we make, when we're watching the news, things that we post on the internet, things that we share, the language that we use. There's times we all mess up and we're not faithful, but that's not the end of the world. See, it's in order for me to get better and go to the doctor, I need to recognize that I'm sick. So in order to be healed by Jesus of these imperfections and sinful habits and weaknesses, things that keep me away from Him, I first have to recognize that I have a problem. It's not incurable. It is curable. But I need to stop denying that I'm doing these things. You see what I mean? Because I don't know about you, but I am really good at fooling myself. You know, I can be really good at fooling myself. Yeah, I said some things maybe I shouldn't have said, but that person, they deserved it. I was justified. You know, and as time goes on, this is the way my mind usually operates, and my conscience gets the best of me, good thing. And I realized that I was wrong. I was wrong. I was proud. I was nasty. And many times I've ended up apologizing to family members, to coworkers. And some of it was pretty embarrassing. It was humiliating to have to make these apologies, but I realized that I wasn't acting the way a Christian should act. And this is what faithfulness is all about. God is faithful. No matter what He says, we know He will keep His promises. So a couple of things that I talked about in, I'm just going to briefly mention this, in the chapter on faithfulness and let go of anger and stress, steps to faithfulness. What can I do to be more faithful? The first thing is I can ask the Holy Spirit to increase the fruit of faithfulness in my life, to give the Spirit permission and then to increase the fruit of faithfulness. But there are certain practices that I can put into place to help me work with the Spirit to be more faithful. The first thing, make realistic promises. When I say in the book, pledging to read the Bible for 2 hours daily or pray every hour on the hour will probably not work for most people. And then I state, committing to daily prayer or Bible reading is challenging enough. Don't make it more difficult than it has to be. If you are not used to reading the Bible, go slow. Start with the daily Mass readings. Start with one chapter in the Bible each day. You know, whatever works for you. Don't commit to praying 2 hours a day when you're not used to praying. You're going to fail because things will happen. You'll be more likely to be faithful to God in prayer or reading scripture or reading a good spiritual book by starting slow. Another thing I state is that recognize that your words have meaning. And I talk in the book about my tendency over the course of my life to make promises that I really didn't feel that I couldn't keep or I didn't desire to keep. Don't overcommit. And this is something I still struggle with. A lot of people email me asking me to do webinars or review books or certain things that there have been times when I just had to say, I'm sorry, I can't do it because it would take away from my main work or it would completely stress me out. So sometimes it is okay to say no. Take your time before promising. Think about it. Ask the Spirit to help you. Learn to say no. And then I say, remember that faithfulness pleases God. And it does. Because when we are faithful, we are exhibiting God-like behavior. We're imitating God. And the final step is imitate Jesus. And I make the comment, love of comfort is another reason we sometimes fail to be faithful. It's easy to commit verbally, but it takes effort to follow through. Jesus was good for his word. He refused to come down from the cross, even though it was painful, even though he was taunted and challenged. But he knew that it was the will of the Father for him to die on the cross and rise from the dead, and he was faithful to the end. He can help you. Ask him to pour out the Spirit in you every day, a new outpouring of the Spirit, and increase that gift of faithfulness, and use him as your role model. And just make sure you're behaving in a way that would make him proud, right? And that's a day-to-day thing, one day at a time. Don't worry about doing it for the rest of your life. Worry about doing it today. That's such good advice. He says about his own advice. I'm giving you advice, and I'm saying that's such good advice. Well, I hope it's good advice. But I really do believe it is good advice, and it will help you one day at a time, right? Hey, I hope you enjoyed the show today. Don't forget Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. Yours truly is going to be on tomorrow, Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. If you happen to be up, we'll be talking about let go of anger and stress. If you need anything, you know where to find me. Gary at followingthetruth.com is my email address. Know that I am praying for you. Please keep praying for me. I would greatly appreciate that. And, you know, if you're interested in booking a talk for your parish, either virtually or in person, I'm starting to get some requests again for 2021, especially for the Give Up Worry for Lent talks and parish missions. So shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com if you're interested, and we'll see what we can set up. You know, I don't know how easy it's going to be to travel, but I'm starting to get some interest, and you know, God willing, I'd love to do it. So Gary@followingthetruth.com is the place to contact me. Make sure you let your pastor and your DRE and your adult faith formation director know that Gary is available, and have them get in touch with me. All right? I'm going to run, and I hope you have a wonderful day. God willing, I'm going to be back with you here tomorrow on Following the Truth. I hope you'll be able to join me. Talk to you next time.